This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Our next guest on the Fan Hotline is the ESPN Browns reporter, the great Daniel Oyafusi, joins us now. Daniel, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, it's always great to have you. I guess we'll start with Shador. Seems like the place to. What's the bar for Shador tonight in your eyes?
For me, it's not too high. It's pretty normal. It's the first preseason game, so you don't expect everything to be perfect, but you just want him to go in there and to really operate the offense as best he can, run it, make sure everybody can get lined up properly, and just transfer over the things that he's done from practice into the game settings. Again, it's not going to be perfect. There are going to be some issues across the offensive line, maybe guys not in the right spots, but for me, I don't want him to do anything more than he has to do, which is operate the offense and show the accuracy and the precision that we've seen through a lot of these training camp practices.
Hey, does Shador have more to gain or lose tonight?
I would say he has more to gain because, I mean, he's starting at fourth on the depth chart. Like, it's not like he's going to get cut if he has a bad game tomorrow. But, you know, I think that with a really good showing, if he has a big game tonight, I can only imagine what the next week is going to be on the radio, across the national media. Like, there's going to be real conversations and real discussions about, hey, like, have the Browns handle this properly and should he be getting more of an opportunity? So I think that this is a golden opportunity for him to play most of this game and to show what he has and show that, like, hey, he should be firmly in this quarterback competition. Because obviously the way the reps and the practice snaps have been kind of divvied up, he hasn't really been a priority in this competition to this date.
This is going to be a topic we have later in the show, but I'm just going to ask you the question and see how you take it. Is a mediocre performance from Shador tonight the actual worst outcome out of this if you're the Browns?
I wouldn't say so because, again, I don't think that he's necessarily been a priority in this quarterback competition. He's been QB4 on this depth chart. He's gotten the fewest reps out of all these guys when healthy. So if he has a bad game, if he has a mediocre game, obviously you'd like to see him put his best foot forward. But if he struggles a bit, okay, you go back to the drawing board. There's a lot of stuff that you can correct in film study and just keep on going from there. If anything, it's almost like – free money right now. Like, you're just kind of rolling with the opportunity. But if it's a bad game and you just keep on kind of handling him like the developmental prospect that they've kind of, looked at him as.
Daniel, we know obviously that Stefanski said yesterday he's going to play about 50 snaps or so. We don't know how many of that is going to be passes. But if we look at the passes, let's say it's 18 to 25, somewhere in that range. Are you expecting him to be able to throw the ball deep? Are you expecting short routes? What are the expectations for how this offense will look under Shador?
I mean, again, I want him to play within the flow of the offense, not force anything. But I will say, like, when we're at those training camp practices, he's taking his chances, and he's letting the ball fly a little bit. So I think we're going to see that a little bit again. I want him to play within the flow of the offense, and really with a backup and a third string offensive line, that means sometimes, hey, maybe you're going to have to check it down. You're going to have to get to your check down a little bit quicker and maybe not allow these plays to develop, you know, as long as they'd like. But just play within the offense. Like, he doesn't have to do anything out of his nature. He doesn't have to put on a cape for the first preseason game. You know, it's they're keeping the plays vanilla and pretty simple anyway. So I wouldn't expect anything too crazy.
Daniel, looking back to the joint practices, I think the sentiment we got, so I want to see if you agree with this, is that the Panthers defense or the Panthers first team offense was just a touch better than the Browns first team offense. Is that how you saw it?
I mean, I will say, like, you know, I had my eyes most on the Browns offense, but they're working on dual fields right next to each other. So whenever I look over, like, the Panthers got a lot of red zone work in specifically. So it's like when you're doing, like, red zone goal to goal, like, you're a little bit closer to the end zone. It might not look as favorably on that defense. Yeah, I mean, they made their share of plays. The Browns defense made their share of plays. You know, I'm not trying to, like, make excuses or anything, but it's like, you know, Greg Newsom's not out there. You know, they're kind of throwing some of their backup cornerbacks in there and rotating guys in. I wouldn't make too much of it. Like, it's joint practices. Like, both teams get the better of each other. And I don't think, you know, anybody was crowned a champion or crowned the worst team in the league just off the strength of one joint practice for an hour.
What other players are you looking forward to watching tonight?
Really, like, all the guys, all members of the rookie draft class. So, you know, Mason Graham, Carson Schlesinger being kind of in the spine of that defense. I want to see them make a couple plays for as long as they're out there. Harold Fannin, Dylan Sampson, just make a couple plays that you know, lead me to believe that, like, they can contribute as much as, you know, the Browns are probably going to need them to. You know, they don't need to be stars and, you know, be all over the field, but just leave us with a play or two that, you know, kind of show us those traits that led us to believe that they can contribute kind of early on.
So, big picture, obviously we're talking a lot of Shador because today is his first start. Beyond Shador, what interests you most about this game?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What interests me most about this game is seeing a lot of the young guys on defense who I think are going to have to step into bigger roles. Again, we're expecting most of the starters to sit out. You know, obviously Miles, Denzel, Jerry Jeudy, those guys aren't going to be out there. But, you know, whether it's Isaiah McGuire, maybe Alex Wright, or I'm not sure if Ronnie Hickman's going to be out there, but if so, he's a guy that's expected to step into a full-time role and be a real playmaker. If those guys are out there, I'm really excited to see how some of these key defensive guys step in, because remember, there's a bit of turnover on this defense from JOK and Jordan Hicks retiring and Martin Emerson being out. So even, you know, a Cam Mitchell, a Miles Harden, like, I want to see some of those guys who are going to be expected to play significant roles. I want to see them kind of hold their own and make some plays while they're out there.
So with that, we've talked a lot about the defense and this has to be the backbone of the thing, right? And So I was thinking about this earlier, about the difference between, like, if they have the 12th best defense and the 5th best defense. Do you think that this Browns defense across 18 weeks has to be a top 5 defense or better for this Browns plan to succeed?
I think so, just because there's just so many question marks on the offensive side of the ball. And if Joe, or I mean, I'm assuming Joe's probably going to start week one and be the starter to begin this season. If he's out there and he somehow recaptures, you know, that 2023 magic, that's great. But even Joe said, like, hey, like, I'm not, like, shooting for that. Like, I'm just, it's a new season. You can't really bank on that. And with all the questions about the offensive line and the quarterback and if they have enough playmakers, this defense is really going to have to hold it down and really, really lead the way. Not only as a unit that doesn't give up a lot of points, but a unit that turns the ball over a lot more than they did last year. They're definitely going to need that for the Browns to be, you know, very competitive with all the question marks on offense.
You know, with the latest on Judkins that came out just yesterday, I can't possibly ask you what you think the timeline is or what the expectation is, but how do the Browns continue to approach this? It's such an odd situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a wait and see situation. Again, you know, obviously he waived his right to a speedy trial, which means that the start of that trial could be pushed out to 2026. I don't know that it necessarily means that it is going to be pushed out that far. If anything, it gives, you know, the prosecution more time to look into things and just gives everyone more time to kind of assess the matter. So I don't want to, like, look too much into that, although, you know, it did happen. But it really is a wait and see approach. You know, again, Andrew Berry said that the framework of the deal is pretty much in place with the second round picks getting more guaranteed money. Jimmy Haslam said he was cautiously optimistic that Judkins would play at some point this season. But they really have to just wait and see how and when this matter gets resolved before moving forward.
Daniel Oyafusi, ESPN Browns reporter on the Fan Hotline here with Nick and JP, as we got preseason game number one coming up tonight on this station, Browns-Panthers, right around the 7 o'clock start there. So I do want to know, though, in terms of each one of the four quarterbacks, what percentage chance would you give each one of those quarterbacks to start week one for the Browns?
I mean, me personally, I'd say Joe is definitely the leader right now, the overwhelming leader. He's taken most of the first team reps, and I know Kevin said he was hopeful that Kenny would be able to come back for next week, but even so, I feel like it's a bit too much of a hill to climb for him to make up all that time lost. I'd say Joe 75%, Kenny 15%, Dylan, I'm not really good at math, you know, 8%, and then I guess that leaves Shador with like a 2% chance. And I mean, who knows, that the numbers can change a lot depending on tonight, but I think Joe is definitely the overwhelming favorite to start week one.
With Kenny, is it just because of the injury and the time he lost there because he's been sidelined?
I think so. And again, I know Tommy Reese and Kevin said that he's still right in there, but I mean, hey, your availability is your best ability is your availability. And it's just not a lot to go off of outside of, you know, 1 week of practice, which they said was really good. But Joe's been in there getting camaraderie, rapport with those guys. And I think it'd be tough for Kenny to make up that difference in an offense that, you know, he's still figuring out and getting more comfortable in.
All right. So this brings us to a little bit more of a bigger picture question. We've been asking a fair amount of our guests to just, you know, rank the four AFC North teams as they see them going into the season. How do you think that plays out?
Yeah, I mean, definitely would put the Ravens at one. I think, you know, obviously they're Super Bowl contenders. I think they're going to have a really strong roster. Again, it's just a matter of what they do in the postseason and where they can, you know, keep that regular season play into the postseason. Number two, I'd probably put the Bengals. I mean, their defense has nowhere to go but up, but it looks like Tanner McKee kind of lit them up last night. So, I mean, who knows? But it's just like, I just have a hard time believing their defense is going to be like as bad as it was last year, that bad. And then you have Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, those guys. I put them at two. The Steelers, I'll put them at three. I know they brought a lot of big names, obviously led by Aaron Rodgers, but I don't know if it's Joe together like maybe they hope. I mean, they'll be right around 9 wins like they always are, but I'm not sure if they're a real Super Bowl contender. And then obviously, you know, I'm putting the Browns at 4, and the quarterback situation in that position is just the big X factor. Like, how much can they get from that position? I feel like it's such a low bar from last year, but if they can get, you know, a little bit more consistent play, I think they can be fairly competitive, but I just don't think they have enough, you know, firepower at the top, enough depth to really keep up with some of the best teams in the AFC.
Daniel, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you down the road and enjoy the Super Bowl tonight.
All right, most definitely.
Thank you so much. He wanted to laugh. ESPN Browns reporter Daniel Oyafusi on the fan hotline. Wasn't sure what to do with it. That's fine. We're going to react to what Daniel had to say about tonight and about the quarterback battle and the open-mindedness required for the Browns quarterback situation in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.